The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on!
I think it's a great, like, even now, I don't think about it, but probably when I'm old, fat, and grumpy, hopefully I'm going to remember and I'm going to tell my kids that back in the days I was really good playing basketball.
Nikola Jokic, someday when I'm old, fat, and grumpy, I'll tell kids I was pretty good at basketball. Yeah, you're pretty good at basketball.
He's okay.
Two-time MVP. We knew about it last week, but it was made official yesterday. And reaction coming in from all over the place. How about Trae Young, of all people? Trae Young, the star Atlanta Hawks guard, posted on Twitter, Jokic game is so tough. Funny dude, too. Deserved 100.
Good for him, man. I mean, hey, the NBA, the players in the NBA respect the heck out of it. They respect his game. They respect his skill set, his offensive skill set. There is zero question about that. So, like I said, hey, man, you look at the pundits, they just hate it. You know, well, I voted for Embiid. He's more athletic. He's big. You know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
But they're TV guys. They're TV guys. And Jokic is not good for TV.
By the way,
Jokic is not good for TV. That's what this is.
So how come they get votes? How come the TV guys get votes?
How come they do?
Yeah. I'm a TV guy. I played in the NFL for a long time. I won multiple championships. I don't vote for the MVP. Why? Why does Stephen A. have a vote? What do you ever do in the NBA?
Traditionally, going back forever, the media has voted on MVP awards. The idea being that they cover the league.
Okay, I'm the media.
Well, that's a fairly new phenomenon where there's so many ex-players who are now saturating the media markets. So, yeah, I think...
But why do all the NBA guys get votes?
Well, not all the NBA guys get votes. Some do.
No, I'm saying all the NBA guys on ESPN. Why do they all have a vote?
Well, in the case of like Kendrick Perkins, he doesn't have a vote. He's saying who should have won or who I would have voted for. I'll find out who the exact panel of voters are.
Maybe all the ESPN guys don't actually have a vote, and they're just saying I voted for,
right, or I would have voted for,
right,
yeah. But it is funny because, you know, you turn on ESPN and all you hear is, well, I voted for Embiid or I would have voted for Embiid. But yet you look at the final voting, Jokic had 65 first place votes, Embiid had 26, and Jokic won by over 170 points.
Is that 39? Is my mouth right? Is that 39 more votes, more first place votes?
Yes. God, math. We're doing math. Okay. Math, watch out. Here we come.
65.
Yeah, 39.
Minus 26.
Yeah, 39.
Yeah,
39 more first place votes.
Amazing. I just did that in my head.
You're good.
You got your pin out.
I got my pin out.
You have really sloughed off since you started working.
I have gotten dumb.
I'm not very good at math.
Over the last 6 years. Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, this wasn't just ACL. I had a hip repair too. So it was kind of a double whammy, really. So that was probably the hardest part. You know, you got to be careful because of the hip and then the knee, and it's all on the same side. You know, it was a longer, harder process, but I think this process was better than my previous process in my senior just because I had more resources.
There's KJ Hamler. That big reveal that when he tore his ACL, his hip popped out as well. Had to have that repaired. Ouch. So when you look at who Russell Wilson's thrown to the last couple of years, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, stylistically, when you look at the Bronco receivers, Judy, Sutton, Patrick, Hamler, if you had to handicap, pick two of the four that you think become Russell Wilson's two favorite targets. Who would you go with? Who most resembles Metcalf?
Right.
Who most resembles Lockett?
I would say the Metcalf pick would probably be Courtland Sutton.
Yep.
And the Lockett pick would most likely be, just from a movement skill standpoint, Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. With, and what you're hoping then is that Hamler just kind of becomes that guy when everybody's paying attention to those other two.
Yeah, when you're getting
catch somebody unaware and throw it over the top.
Right, when you're getting in your three wides or four wides packages, yeah, that's a guy that, you know, that guy, that's a guy that you're going to run verticals with, and you're either going to throw it underneath the vertical, right? Because let him run the vertical, take off the coverage, and then find the underneath stuff, or, you know, if he's one-on-one running a vertical, you'll take a shot if you're Russell Wilson. You know you have that. So, you know, there's a double-edged sword there. He's going to either open things up for other guys, or if you get a good matchup that you like, man, take that shot.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Wasn't a great trip. Love the comeback, spirited comeback in Arizona. Not much good happened here in San Francisco. We got out-pitched, we got out-hit. We got to clean a couple things up defensively, but we'll bounce back. We'll bounce back.
There he is, upbeat Bud.
Yeah.
Not much happened well in San Francisco. You can pretty much say that every time the Rockies go to San Francisco.
Yeah, there's been very
not
few
much
times.
Happens. That- good here.
Right. There have been very few times that good things have happened in San Francisco.
But here we go with the road, the dreaded road trips, the last two road trips for the Rockies. They went 2-5 on their way through Philly and Detroit, and they just wrapped up 1-5 in Arizona and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Another.
Yeesh.
Who started yesterday? Who's the starting pitcher yesterday?
The starting pitcher yesterday for your Colorado Rockies was Chad Kuhl.
Mm. Now, he's been really good. He only went 4 2/3, 7 hits, 5 runs. So, he had his hiccup, if you will. But, you know, since Tello went 3-whatever yesterday, or the day before yesterday, here's where it starts wearing on you. You start having, you know, you keep having pitchers that can't get into the sixth inning, that can't get through five, and the tax, you know, just the toll it takes on your bullpen. This is where you start to swoon if you don't clean that up.
The good news is they come home for nine right. games at home. Kansas City starting tomorrow, then San Francisco comes here, and then the Mets next on the Morning Brew.
Over the last, I suppose, 5 years or so, George has been working out there, wanting to make some adjustments in hopes of getting the BMW championship there. And we've done something a little bit to every hole.
Jack Nicklaus, part of the star-studded group that announced that the PGA is coming back to Colorado. The BMW championship, which is part of the FedEx playoffs mm-hmm. at the end of the year. It's the last event before the Tour Championship. And it's been a revolving tournament over the last several years, different locations. And next year, 2024, it will be, not next year, but 2024, it'll come here. And hopefully this is something that leads to a more permanent stop. Because, tell you what, the International, which used to be played here, was always a great event.
Yes.
Loved it. And, you know, the thing about it was never an issue that it wasn't well-received or well attended. Coloradans loved their professional golf. The problem is that because of where the tournament would fall in the calendar, a lot of the best players wouldn't come, including Tiger. Tiger came and then he stopped coming, and that really was the death knell for the International. But there's no reason why professional golf should not have a tour stop in Colorado. It's just too good and too big of a sports market. So hopefully this is a showcase to lead to something more permanent.
And it's so, and there's, the elements are different. You know, it's like every time you go to a different home court, like home court's advantage and stuff, you gotta understand, you gotta adjust for the altitude, it's just different.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of a weak excuse.
What I'm saying is, that's really cool.
Oh, you think it lends to the novelty?
Right. Okay. That's what I think from a TV standpoint. Now, if players don't want to come, because of that. I think that's weak, but, you know, I guess I understand you don't want to change kind of the rhythm of your game or whatever if you're playing well. But, hey, if you make it something that is a FedEx, part of the FedEx points thing, then Colorado would be a great stop every year.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.